Records are made to be broken. Or are they? When it came to this record, many people wanted the title to remain with this legend. So what would have been a major milestone turned into a nightmare of sorts for this man. His story is this edition on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The year was 1961, and Roger Maris was on his way to hitting more home runs in a season than anyone in history. You'd think that would be a celebrated accomplishment.
I think one of the things that people don't really know about that chase for the record in 61 was just how awful an experience it actually was for Roger Maris. He was not treated well by the press, by the fans, by the commissioner of baseball at that time. Realistically, nobody wanted Babe Ruth's record to be broken.
Chris Eaton shares the story from Maris's hometown of Fargo, North Dakota. Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs in 1927, and that record had stood until Maris hit 61 home runs in 1961. However, Major League Baseball put an asterisk in the record book to note that Maris earned his record in a 162-game season, while Ruth did it in only 154 games.
Time heals all wounds, I guess. I mean, the asterisk stayed there for years after that, which, you know, was probably pretty unfair considering some of the things that have gone on since.
Maris received death threats and was assigned a detective to ensure his safety. The sentiment was simply that great that Ruth's record should not be broken.
It's come to be known as one of the more heroic and difficult accomplishments in baseball. The record stood much longer than Babe Ruth's record.
Maris's record stood until 1998 when Mark McGwire hit 70 home runs. The late 90s became known as the steroid era in baseball, and some, including many in North Dakota, said Maris's record should stand since baseball's new sluggers were probably receiving a boost from performance-enhancing drugs. Today, Chris helps oversee a museum to Maris that is inside the West Acres Shopping Mall in Fargo. Maris was a four-time All-Star, two-time MVP winner, and held the single-season home run record for 37 years. However, he has yet to be inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Traveling the countryside in Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.